Welcome back to the second half hour of music on Bob's Used Record Shop. I am your host, Bob Taylor. And I'm going to start out the second half of the show today with an album from 1973, an album called A Touch of Schmelzen in the Night. The artist is Harry Nilsson. And in 1973, when he was at the height of his career as a singer-songwriter, with tunes such as Everybody's Talkin' and Coconut, at the height of his popularity, he decided to do an album of American songbook standards from the 30s and 40s. His producer at the time, Richard Perry, wouldn't go along with this change in direction, and most industry insiders thought it would end his career. Yet Nilsson hired on one of the best arrangers in the business, a gentleman by the name of Gordon Jenkins, who had worked with Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Nat King Cole, Peggy Lee, and Billie Holiday, and put together a phenomenal orchestra and became the first of the great 70s artists, to record an American songbook retrospective decades before people such as Linda Ronstadt and Rod Stewart would do the same thing. This is an original print of the album that I have owned since its release. You will hear some surface noise as I have played this album many, many, many times. Here is Harry Nilsson.
Full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time. Thank you. another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rights, the groom is nervous, he answers twice, it's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Picture a little of Ned down where the rose is clean. Picture that same sweet love. Washing dishes and baby clothes, he's so ambitious, he even sews. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whooping. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone her, he doesn't write. She says he's busy, then she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per, and some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay 6 to earn. And he says, judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You better keep her, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Than making whoopee. Crying the blues, but never. nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I knew at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is brave. Life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be just to be sad, thinking of you. Some mothers I've seen, it had to be me. I'm 5'10", a man among men, and you're 7'2". But with all your faults, it's you I adore. When you stand up, your hands touch the floor. It had to be me, unlucky me. It had to be me. I didn't wanna tell you. wanna tell you I want some love that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know that I do. Give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for.
Great standard, You Made Me Love You. Harry Nilsson, from an original print of the album that I have owned since its release in 1973, an album called A Touch of Smilshin in the Night. Now, you probably heard quite a bit of surface noise on that recording, as I have played that album many, many times over the years. And did you catch the little sardonic change of lyrics in It Had to Be You? It was a change that was written by the original songwriter Gus Kahn as a joke, but used here as would be in keeping with Harry Nilsson's odd sense of humor. Next up, I'm going to close out this half hour of music with the legendary Willie Nelson. Back in 1978, Willie recorded one of his best-selling albums called Stardust. Stardust is Willie's own retrospective of the classic American songbook tunes. And much like Harry Nilsson, Willie's record label, Columbia Records, and management initially frowned upon his decision to record this music. Yet it is an artistic accomplishment that was not only universally appreciated, but it is still to this day. Here is Willie Nelson.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tales of paradise where roses grew. And though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Remain
my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. My heart, there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Great Willie Nelson there with On the Sunny Side of the Street from an album called Stardust. That wraps up another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. Thank you for listening today.